听力课堂,听class.com.
This is the Business English Certificate, Vantage Listening Test. Part 1, Questions 1 to 12. You'll hear three telephone conversations or messages. Write one or two words or a number in the numbered spaces on the notes or forms below. After you have listened once, replay the recording again. Conversation 1. Questions 1 to 4. Look at the note below. You'll hear a man making a call about a delivery. You have 15 seconds to read through the note. Now, listen and fill in the spaces.
Conversation 1. Initial business supplies. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Lazy Graphics. I'd like to place an order, please.
Okay, I'll just get an order form. Right, now it's Lacey Graphics?
That's right. We have an account with you.
Sorry, I didn't know. I'm new here.
Oh, that's okay.
Could you give me your address, please?
Yes, of course. It's Unit 5, Hailsham Industrial Estate, Hailsham.
And that's the delivery address?
Yes.
And could I have your name, please?
Well, I'm Liz Price, but I'd like you to address it to the office manager, please.
Okay, fine. Now, what's the order for?
We'd like 10 boxes of printer paper.
I'm afraid we haven't got any printer paper at the moment. Will photocopy paper do?
Yes, still fine.
And when would you like it?
Well, as soon as possible, really. We've nearly run out.
I can get it to you on Thursday if you like.
That's great, thanks.
And how will you be paying?
Well, you usually send us an invoice.
Okay, and that's to the same address?
That's right.
Now listen to the recording again. Conversation 2, questions 5 to 8. Look at the note below. You will hear a man telephoning a friend about an advertisement. You have 15 seconds to read through the notes. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Hello, David. It's Sarah.
Hello, Sarah.
David, I'm just going over my notes for the advertisement we're putting in the paper. There are still one or two bits of information indeed.
Okay, what do you need to know?
It's about the job title.
Oh, sorry, the job title should be regional manager.
At what salary should I put?
Well, it depends on the quality of the candidate, really. Just put competitive salary plus benefits. What we'll ask them to do is send details of their current salary, and we'll go from there.
So you want me to put that in the advertisement as well?
Yes. Add it to the bit about applicants, including their CVs and references.
Okay, and have you decided when you'll be holding the interview?
Yes, it'll be the last week in April. So that's, what, the week starting the 25th?
No, I think it's the 26th, actually.
Okay.
And you gave me a date of 17th of March. That's the closing date for applicants?
That's right.
Right, David. I think that's everything. Thanks.
Now listen to the recording again. Conversation 3, questions 9 to 12. Look at the notes below. You will hear a woman calling about meeting with somebody. You have 15 seconds to read through the notes. Now listen and fill in the spaces.
Conversation 3. Simpson & Company, good morning.
Hello, Anna?
Oh, hello, Roger.
I'm glad I caught you. Listen, I'm at the airport, and I've just realized I've left my diary in the office. You can't see it anywhere, can you?
Hang on. Here it is.
Oh, great. Now, can you have a look at tomorrow? I've got an appointment at 11:30 at Maplo. But what's the name of the woman I'm seeing?
It's Delorme. Mary Delorme.
That's it. It had gone right out of my head. Is that D-E-L-O-R-M-E?
That's right.
And what's her position in the company, exactly?
She's the new research director.
That's it. Right. Then in the afternoon, I'm meeting Monsieur Belois at 3:30. But I can't remember whether we agreed to meet at his company or the hotel.
Well, there's nothing here about the hotel.
Right. Then it must be at his company. Sorry, Anna, I'll have to go. My plane's boarding.
Okay, Roger. Before you go, don't forget on Friday you'll need to confirm your flight to Rome.
Thanks. I'll make a note of it. I'll call you first thing in the morning.
Bye.
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part one. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.
Part two. Questions 13 to 22. Section 1. Questions 13 to 17. You will hear 5 short recordings. For each recording, decide what the speaker's job is. Write one letter A to H next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letter more than once. After you have listened once, replay each recording. You have 15 seconds to read the list A to H. Now listen and decide what each speaker's job is.
13. First of all, we look at the target, then we'd like to collect some information about the products before deciding on the best approach for the promotion. Our marketing and design teams are very experienced, and they'll be happy to discuss their ideas with you. We'd also give you any estimates free of charge before you decide which media to go for.
14. We need to get some details done first. You need to fill in a standard application form, and then we can register you. Most companies will want computer experience, so you'd better put down the equipment and software you are familiar with. If you have any language to offer, that would be a great help. And then we'll match you with some of the companies registered with us, and you should get a phone call by the end of the week.
15. Would you like me to send you a brochure? It gives some information on this service. We can advise you on how to use your premises to their maximum potential. You'll also be able to look at our range of furniture, desks, computer workstations, and furniture for reception areas, and you can choose from the many layouts available.
16. We are experienced with various document types, but specialize in commercial and technical. We work in all major European languages and will consider most deadlines. In the case of longer documents, we can always get more than one person working on them if necessary. Everything is treated as confidential, and we have our own courier service to guarantee safe delivery.
17. Would you like me to make an appointment for one of our staff to visit you? He'll be able to advise you on the best type of equipment and software packages to suit your particular business. He can also talk to you about installation, and he'll take note of any restrictions in the office space, and as part of our promotional campaign, the installation service is free of charge.
Section 2. Questions 18 to 22. You'll hear another 5 recordings. Each speaker is talking about a visitor to the office. For each recording, decide which visitor the speaker is talking about. Write one letter A to H next to the number of the recording. Do not use any letter more than once. After you have listened once, replay each recording. You have 15 seconds to read the list, A to H. Now listen and decide which visitor each speaker is talking about. 18. I think things are going to be different from now on. I'm not sure that they'll be any better, but at least we should know what's going on. Oh, look at the schedule he's given us for the next month. 2 meetings in a week minimum and a daily update on departmental activity on the network. I like Mr. Ronald, but you must admit he wasn't very good at office communications.
19. It would have made a great difference to next year's budget. We would be able to afford a significant increase in the wage bill, even create some new positions, but now things aren't looking so good. It's hard to believe they decided to cancel. They were so keen on our product initially.
20. I'm looking forward to it. I know we see each other every day, and it will be the same old faces, but I think it's a good opportunity to get to know each other better. I understand they decided to do something different every 2 or 3 months, which I think is excellent. It's surprising that nobody's thought of this before, you know.
21. It's made a big difference already. Before, I used to spend ages looking things up in menus, and now it's all there right in front of me. Sally and I can get things done in half the time now. That leaves us plenty of time to do all the other administrative work that we never used to have time for. In fact, I don't know why I objected so strongly to having it in the first place.
22. The big news this year, without doubt, has been the reallocation of the resources within the company. Some departments now have much less to spend and have had to lose a considerable number of staff, but others are expanding at great speed and are recruiting new people almost every week. As you can imagine, it's caused a lot of unhappiness in some departments.
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part two.
Part three, questions 23 to 30. You'll hear two people discussing points of purchasing, POP, projects. Choose the best phrases to answer or complete questions 23 to 30. Mark one letter A, B, or C for the phrase you choose. At the end of the interview, rewind the tape and listen again. You have 45 seconds to read through the questions. Now listen and mark A, B, or C.
So what exactly is POP?
Well, POP stands for the point of purchasing, and it refers to the advertising techniques used to sell specific products at the point where customers buy them.
Such as at the supermarket checkout or on the shelves in a shop.
Yes, that's right. The managers are slowly beginning to realize how successful it can be or building it into their general plans for promoting product range. The surprising thing is it's taking a while to catch on in a big way.
Is that because firms are going to have to spend a lot of money in the early stages?
That's true, and of course, displays have to be serviced regularly. But we know that most people don't decide what to buy until they are in the shop, and it seems that retail managers are beginning to see sense at last. Firstly, it's generally accepted that consumers ignore advertisements on TV. Secondly, the expansion of cable and satellite TV channels has made it much more difficult to reach all consumers with an effective TV advertising campaign while remaining without budget. Point of purchasing advertising is more selective but cheaper.
I believe that Samsung, for example, have invested heavily in POP to boost sales of its computer monitors.
That's right. They wanted to convince consumers to purchase individual components when buying a computer system rather than what it describes as inappropriate packages. They say they have gone for POP because it wasn't just awareness raising they were after. They wanted to influence even those customers who has decided on something else by demonstrating Samsung's product in store.
So are companies actually employing POP agencies?
Some are, but many, like Ford, are asking their planners to look into the research that has been done in the area to find out things like how long it takes to launch a new brand, how many people visit an advertising fixture in the shop, and so on.
But companies are still reluctant to allocate large budgets to POP because it's almost impossible to assess the results of specific campaigns.
Yes, there are success stories. The Sheltonman and Gloucester Building Society decided to move into a retail environment and sell their pensions more aggressively. They looked seriously at where they sited displays and did some research to find out where the best places in the branch were. They placed their leaflets in well-designed dispensers in walkways between the doors and counters rather than on the wall.
So you think more companies can be persuaded down the POP route?
I think retailers will always want to set a number of conditions on POP campaigns. They want the campaigns to fit in with their store style, and they won't want the products detracting too much from their own brands. They'll also want to manage the area themselves or assure that the agency keeps this place in good condition.
So is the future for POP agencies looking good?
In the short term, it's reasonable. The pressure on retail space brought about by retailers' own label products is an obstacle, and POP needs to develop a more exciting image by using interactive ideas such as smell, visual effects, and sound. Hopefully, this will mean that consumers stay longer to consider their purchase.
Now rewind the tape and listen again. That is the end of part 3. You now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to your answer sheet. Teachers, time 9 minutes starting now. You have 1 more minute. That is the end of the test.